This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today, experts advising the CDC will weigh in on who should get COVID boosters and when. Yesterday, the FDA authorized Moderna and Johnson & Johnson COVID booster shots for eligible Americans and mixing and matching. The AP's Ben Thomas.
The J&J vaccine has consistently shown a lower level of effectiveness than either of the two-shot Moderna and Pfizer vaccines. But the FDA now says it's okay to use any brand for the booster, regardless of which vaccination people got first. The decision is based on preliminary results from a government study of different booster combinations that showed an extra dose of any type revs up levels of virus-fighting antibodies. It also showed recipients of the single-dose J&J vaccine had a far bigger response if they got a full-strength Moderna or Pfizer booster, rather than a second J&J shot.
The House is expected to vote today to hold Steve Bannon in contempt because he defied a subpoena from a committee investigating the January insurrection. He was a longtime ally of former President Trump. But the question of whether the Justice Department would prosecute him is still up in the air, despite Democrats' demands for action. Congressman Jamie Raskin is a Maryland Democrat. He says the committee needs Bannon's testimony to flesh out what really happened on January 6th.
We are going to be able to tell a comprehensive story if we can get everybody's testimony. It would be a serious problem if we were able to get everybody's testimony except for Steve Bannon and say four or five other people who refuse to testify. We're just not going to allow that to happen.
The FBI says it's working to identify what appear to be human remains found yesterday in Florida. The question is whether they are the remains of Brian Laundrie, whose girlfriend Gabby Petito is found dead. He's a person of interest in her killing. This is AP News. The NFL has agreed to end race-based brain testing tied to a settlement of concussion claims.
In a proposed deal filed in federal court Wednesday, the NFL has agreed to end race-based adjustments in dementia testing used to determine payments from the $1 billion settlement of concussion claims. The practice called race norming came to light after two former NFL players filed a civil rights lawsuit over it in 2019. Lawyers for the black players suspect white retirees were qualifying for awards at two or three times the rate of blacks since the payouts began in 2017. 70% of active NFL players and more than 60% of living retirees are black. The proposal must still be approved by a judge. I'm Mike Gracia.
Tesla is reporting the biggest quarterly net earnings in its history. It says it delivered a record number of electric vehicles in the third quarter, 241,000 plus. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.